علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which was his will to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And in the midst of all these discussions that he had with Imam Hassan alayhi salam, there are some pointers that can be used as guidance for those who are in managerial positions or have a certain leadership role. So Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the previous session we ended with this phrase from him, where he says, وَحَذِّرْهُ صَوْلَةَ الدَّهْرِ وَحُفْحَ تَقَلُّبِ اللَّيَالِ وَالْأَيَّامِ, that warn your heart, keep it awake with regards to the sudden attack of time and the vast and sudden change in the days and nights. We discussed this in the previous session, inshallah. Today we will go ahead with the other phrases, and if we get time, otherwise we'll just go into some general discussions that are related to this.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, if you notice in the previous sessions, we have been talking about warning the heart, okay, reminding the heart. See, for example, here he says, وَحَذِّرْهُ, warn the heart. Or for example, he says, وَبَصِّرْهُ, that make the heart have insight. Or before that he says, وَقَرِّرْهُ, that means make it achieve peace or make it kind of admit a certain reality. Right? Or for example, it says وَذَلِّلْهُ, that make it humble by remembering death. And all of these different statements that have come from Imam Ali alayhi salam that are to do with the heart, they require a certain timetable, a certain program of contemplation and thinking, a certain program whereby a person can update and upgrade their awareness of the different sciences of Islam, especially the ma'arif, especially those deep insightful, studies, whereby you get to understand the deeper realities of the Quran, the inner understandings of the religion. These are very important to give a person insight and to give a person depth. Whoever is in a managerial position, if he needs to remind, if Imam Ali alayhi salam is saying, remind your heart, awaken your heart, give it insight. These will only be possible if a person has a program where he upgrades his deeper understanding of Islam, the deeper understanding of his religion. If a person doesn't have this, then a person will not be able to take that deeper thinking process. He won't be able to remind his heart. He won't be able to awaken his heart and all of these things. That is why it is encouraged for every person in such a position to take a short course or an online course whereby a person upgrades that, have a good reading timetable and scheme with guidance from the right scholars to be able to upgrade yourself. Otherwise, what will happen is with time, a person will become stagnant. And becoming stagnant is very dangerous. You know, as long as new water flows in, the river is alive. The river of your heart is alive. But if the same water remains for a long period of time, then the chance of stagnation are there. And therefore, it can be detrimental for a person, especially if they are in a certain managerial positions.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We were talking about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam has given us all these different pieces of advice that warn the heart, give it insight, remind it certain issues. All of these things will happen. As I said, one of the preliminaries is to upgrade your deeper understanding of Islam, especially for those who are holding these managerial positions. Another thing that can be done is that a person should have specific time, should find some time to think and to have attention on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to do dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many of these things that we mentioned require a person to pay attention to their Lord. Now, if you don't have a specific time whereby you separate yourself from everything and you attend to that, to this important need of the soul to contemplate and to think about Allah and to remember Allah, then again, as I said, the danger of misguidance, the danger of faltering and not understanding the purpose of life and not understanding the purpose of doing that particular thing. For example, that institute, and leading that institute, you kind of get oblivious of its purpose and be involved with very petty issues. This is something that can happen if you do not have a specific time for remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, he talks about remembering Allah, وَسَبِّحُ, for example, لَيْلًا طَوِيلًا, or سَبِّحُ بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآسَالِ, and all of these different types of verses that tell us that, look, find some time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, time to remember Allah. This is an extremely important point, inshallah. We shall try and open up this discussion in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم. مرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه